You're listening to SBS News.
At the Australian Islamic College of Sydney, students are happier than ever before to be with one another in the classroom setting once again, now convinced that in order to be properly schooled, they actually have to go to a school. Iman Khan is a Year 12 student who, along with her classmates, returned to school this past week. With HSC exams looming, she came to realize that although she was more productive at home, learning online was just not sufficient.
It's got its pros and cons. So it's fun. It's actually fun because you do it in your own time pace. I feel more productive at home. But for subjects like English, you need the lectures, the face-to-face lectures, and it becomes very hard because you're breaking down texts and you don't understand it. You just need that connection with the teacher. So it's fun, but it gets stressful towards the end.
For Ms. Khan and other Year 12 students, relief came this week as they were all called to return to school, the first 50 of 1,300 students of all grades who would normally be in attendance daily.
Yes, I'm very happy. I'm with my friends, I'm with my teachers. It's just that vibe again.
For first-time principal Sharin Mohammed, the return to school could not have come any sooner. She had just been appointed as the school's principal when the pandemic hit. She was in touch with many of her students while they were under lockdown and found many were anxious about their learning and upcoming HSC exams, feeling that online learning was not the same as being in class. Naturally, the pandemic had her and members of her team concerned.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that it's been extremely difficult to manage, something that we never thought we would have to do. But the excellent set of executives that I have shown great leadership, and as a team, we've done extremely well.
She says they knew where to focus.
Look, our number one concern was our students. They were full of fear and anxiety to a certain extent, but our teachers are phenomenal in making sure that the students feel safe and secure, and so we've tried to the best of our ability to nurture them through this this time and make sure that their learning has been very effective online.
Ms. Mohammed is now facing the challenges of slowly having all her students return to school over the next few weeks.
We are, as I said, bringing them back in for sessions this this fortnight, and then as of week three, they will be here consistently full time. We'll start with our senior school, so we'll bring our year 11 and 12 back and then stagger our approach for the rest of the school.
For some students, the time away from school has been eye-opening and liberating, allowing some to have more time to do other things after finishing their daily online learning commitments. Rami Haushar is one of the year 12 students now back in school. Since the pandemic began and school sessions drastically reduced, he's been finishing his online school assignments early in the day, then heading to the restaurant where he works as a chef. This has given him a peek into his future as an adult, with his days filled with work hours rather than school hours.
Yeah, so the last few months have definitely been different for me. But online learning gives me an opportunity to, focus more on studying and just focus more on myself and really reevaluate my decisions that I've made and really think through my goals and what I want to achieve in the future. So definitely it's been different.
Although he enjoys being a chef, Mr. Haushar is now considering a different career path. Another student, Zach Al-Itri, doesn't feel he missed out on any learning, but he did miss his friends.
The learning part has been all right because online learning has been going. We're learning just like we were in class, but the face-to-face interaction with our friends has been, lacking. So that's kind of makes it a bit more boring. And because it's the final year of school, we're missing out on the interaction.
He says personal contact cannot be replaced.
Even though we've been texting, that's not really the same. So when you see each other, it's just connect better and you stop being bored.
And does that? Do you think that being in the room with everyone is more motivating for you?
Yeah, because before we kind of took it for granted. And then after being at home for a few weeks, you just realized how much we needed the interaction. So coming back, appreciate it more.
For another Year 12 student, Fatma Al-Dinawi, the goal of becoming a psychologist has become more important to her than ever before. Now she's considering becoming a school psychologist.
Yep. After school, I plan to pursue psychology in university and just take that pathway of helping people, maybe come to a school. I'm still deciding on that.
Imran Rather, the school captain, passionately wanted to be a pilot when he's older, but COVID-19 has made him want to study engineering instead.
I was really obsessed with planes, everything, but COVID's really helped me realize that being away from friends and family is hard, and pilots really, like half the month they're out flying planes, so I realize it's probably not the easiest job for me to do.
After studying through this pandemic, these students are now ready for whatever life throws at them next. And you can keep up to date with the latest on the coronavirus pandemic at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.